I'm only slightly horrified right now. All right, so I, in my 33 years, I think I've worked most service industry jobs. I was a bellhop, I was a valet, I was a caddy. If you guys ever have a caddy night, I have great, great stories. And I had two brief, painful forays into the restaurant industry. And by restaurant industry, I just mean like generally being near food. But when I was a young, impressionable 19-year-old, I was at GW in D.C., and I was looking to make some extra money. And at the time, it was the MCI Center. By the way, never eat food there. Now it's now Capital One Arena, but I'm sure their standards are the same. At the time, it was run by Aramark, and basically anyone could come in and get a job. They're like, are you 21? I was like, uh-huh. I was not. They're like, are you tips trained? I was like, yep. I was not. And so I get my first night, I get put to work pouring beer at a Caps game. And I have no idea what I'm doing. But I quickly realized that they charge not by the amount of beer that you pour, but by the cup. So I start to get a little side hustle going where people like will pretend to drop their cup and they bring their cup back and I'll give them another beer. And I have a tip jar out, which I was told was explicitly was not allowed. So I'm like, oh, just, you know, just give me a tip. And, you know, it's like, fine. But there's like little Aramark security police that come around. And so I have this tip jar out, and the other people in the hot dog stand are telling me, like, no, that's not kosher. And so I serve this guy, and he seems fine. You know, all of my tips training tells me he looks fine. And it's right before they cut off beer sales. Like, I think it's like halfway through the break at the second period. And he takes a beer, and he drinks it, and he promptly throws up on the floor. And this nice woman wearing a fanny pack walks by, slips and falls in his puke. And this is roughly the same time that the Aramark manager comes by, and I've got a tip jar out, and there's a lady in the puke wearing a fanny pack. And that was... So I did not go back to work again at the MCI Center. But never fear, now I had restaurant experience. So I, you know, my resume was like two lines long. Caddy, Aramark, one night. So I hear that the Kennedy Center is hiring. I'm like, this is great. And this was, I don't know, it was like 2005, you know. Everyone was still full of hope. And it's George Bush's honors dinner. It's the Kennedy Center honors dinner, and George W. Bush is there in person. And so I put in my application. Obviously, no one calls Aramark. I get hired. And thank God they don't put me as a server, but I'm in the back room in the kitchen. I've never worked in a kitchen. I have absolutely no business being in a kitchen, especially not at an honors dinner with the president and a bunch of senators. And so I'm in this, like, assembly line. And it's run by the kind of this boss lady, and like I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I'm like cleaning plates and like arranging food to make it like look presentable. And so it's an assembly line. They're coming down. The servers come in. They're barking orders. Like, wine bottles are getting opened. I'm just in this assembly line. I'm not allowed to move my head. The boss lady's yelling at me, faster, faster, faster. I'm just like moving these plates along. The servers are taking them off. And behind me, they're opening wine bottles like nonstop, nonstop, nonstop for all the, you know, the bigwigs, the Washington bigwigs. And a server comes in, and I can kind of feel him behind me. Basically, our butts are touching at opposite stations. And all of a sudden, I kind of like feel this spray against me. And I'm like, hmm. And then I hear this woman screaming just bloody murder. And I actually couldn't see what it looked like. But I'm picturing, like, the end of Fargo with the wood chipper, you know? And I look down, and, like, I'm wearing khakis, you know, because I'm dressed to impress. And there's blood all over my khakis, and there's blood on this plate. And he was cutting the foil around the wine bottle, and somehow he had skipped off the bar and just rammed it into his radial artery. And it's, like, pulsing, like, psh, 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 psh. And he's and like he's actually okay. I think he's maybe in shock, but the other server's like, And like out of nowhere, the Secret Service swoops in. Because freaking George W. Bush is there. They wrap him in a towel and like shove him out a side door, and before I'd even know what's going on, and I'm like, what? And this lady's like, keep going, faster, faster. And so like somebody else literally wipes blood off of my plate and we keep pushing it down the line. And I was like, what about my pants? They're like, keep going, keep going. And those were my two brief, painful forays into the restaurant industry. Thank you.